You're listening to SBS News.
More COVID-19 cases have been detected in Victoria, but the two infected individuals are already in isolation and linked to the airport hotel cluster. Victoria's testing commander, Jerome Wymer, says more than 3,500 primary close contacts were part of this large outbreak at the Holiday Inn.
I think this is now really an example of how we deal with this really complex, higher-risk UK variant outbreak. And it's obviously a huge reward to Victorians that we've managed to contain this one and bring it back to zero and get us into a better place.
The state government says it can still ease restrictions because of low community transmission levels and the reduced risk of exposure.
We've got every reason to be confident. We've got every reason to be optimistic, having returning now to these COVID-safe summer settings, the Christmas settings, not the New Year settings after the Sydney cases. We all have to remain vigilant.
75% of private and public sector workers can start to return to the office, and most are likely to begin this process on Monday. Premier Daniel Andrews says having workers back on site will boost many industries in both the city centre and the suburbs.
And the vaccine's being rolled out. That's going to take some time. It's one of the biggest logistics tasks our country has ever seen. If you could just vaccinate everybody, you know, in a week, well, fine, you would, but that's not the nature of this.
Victorians will need masks only in high-risk settings. 30 people can attend private gatherings, and up to 100 people can be together outdoors. In Melbourne, the AFL will soon host 50% crowd capacity at stadiums from round one of the season. The league's Travis Old says spectators will be very keen to watch games at the ground again.
We look forward to working with the government between now and round one, in the anticipation of 50,000 people at the MCG on March 18.
But another vaccine bungle has been reported in Victoria, where more than 100 doses of the Pfizer vaccine were disposed of due to a storage mistake. It follows another vaccine blunder at an aged care service this week, where a higher than recommended dose was given to two elderly residents in Queensland. Mr. Andrews has conceded it is a complex process and referred any questions to the Commonwealth, which is responsible for aged care distribution.
And the vaccine's being rolled out. That's going to take some time. It's one of the biggest logistics tasks our country has ever seen. If you could just vaccinate everybody, you know, in a week, well, fine, you would. But that's not the nature of this.
In response to the vaccine rollout errors, Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton has called for calm on Channel 9.
The vaccine we've now demonstrated practically, obviously, to be safe, and people should be reassured by that. So have a conversation with your doctor about when you will be eligible. The most important thing is to continue the rollout.
But Labor Deputy Leader Richard Miles says these stumbles in the first week of vaccinations are surprising to him.
The rollout in relation to nursing homes has not been at the rate that was being expected. The government has said that it will vaccinate 4 million people through March. You know, we very much hope that happens, and we want to support them in doing that.
Another delay occurred in regional Victoria when residents were left waiting on vaccines that failed to arrive this week. The federal member for Bendigo, Lisa Chesters, explained what happened during question time on Thursday.
A constituent told me that he was there with his grandmother, who gets really anxious about needles. 49 residents and their families were waiting. The facility put on extra staff, but the Commonwealth's private contractor never showed up.
One of the residential managers from the Benetas facility at Kangaroo Flat told SBS it doesn't yet know when the department will be attending to administer the vaccines. The manager says she understands it's a big task, and one of the other nearby facilities did receive the vaccine. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says more than 23,000 Australians have been vaccinated so far.
That where issues arise, they're quickly dealt with, they're identified, they're worked through. You'd expect that with any vaccination program of this scale. And so where things don't go completely to plan, they're quickly addressed, as you've seen happen this week.
Turning interstate, and New South Wales restrictions have eased with 50 people allowed inside homes and more attendance permitted at gym classes. Weddings are still limited to 300 guests, while dance floors, congregations and choirs are also increasing to 30 people. The state recorded no new locally acquired cases and 4 overseas infections. And from Friday, South Australia has eased travel rules, so people from Melbourne can freely visit the state. South Australia police expect the softer border rules with Victoria will put less of a strain on resources at roadside points. For health and support measures currently in place in response to the COVID-19 pandemic in your language, visit sbs.com.au/coronavirus. Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.